Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing? Well, actually, good afternoon. How have you been? I miss you guys, and I hope you guys have had a beautiful holiday, Thanksgiving, and everything. I hope you ate a lot. I hope you enjoyed your families. I hope you created good energies and vibes that for that day and this weekend, for the rest of the year and the beginning of the next until the end of it. I just hope you guys really enjoyed yourselves. I just want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on with me personally. Right now I'm just in a space where I'm kind of tapping into something different. I'm feeling motivated. I'm feeling good about what's going on around me and what's going on, you know. And then I'm dealing with some personal issues or whatever. I'm not depressed. I'm stuck between, you know, and I think it's just really God. I don't want to say, I think it's God just elevating me mentally right now, helping me mature, take responsibility. And it feels different. It feels awkward, but I know it's necessary. And like I said, just some personal stuff going on, but nothing's too big for God. I know, you know, everything is with life, everything isn't going to be smooth all the time. You're going to have some bumps and creeps in the road, but it's just a test to our faith, you know. And then I guess if you make it through that, then it'll be a testament one day. And, you know, and I appreciate and all the trials is doing is grooming me to be who he's calling me to, who he's calling me to be. It's just elevating me on another level. And, you know, I appreciate that. And us as humans, we never want to feel that pain. We don't want to feel pain. You know, we don't want to encounter any type of trials, but that's what comes with life. That's what comes with it. You know, you got to take the good with the bad, and you got to be able to persevere, you know? So that's just kind of what I'm going through right now. You know, I'm just trying to see the good in everything. Well, I actually always try to see the good in everything, but, you know, that's just where I'm at right now. And it's, you know, it's kind of like, damn, you're trying to keep your head above water or whatever, but it's cool. I know, you know, it's just one of those things. But like I said, you know, whatever you're going through in life, just know that, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna come out on a, you know, on a brighter side. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so fucking dumb. I'm in here watching fucking ESPN and trying to. All right, let me turn this shit off. So, whatever in life, whatever depressions, whatever anxiety, like that shit is just not real. It's real, but it's only a figmentation of your imagination. You know? It's only what's going on in your head. Because I know for facts, God can, I've seen him remove like depression from me. You know, whether he removed it or just soothed it, you know, I know when I invited him in more, it was less, you know, if I focused on him more, then the things of the world didn't disrupt me like that. And when I mean disrupt, it didn't throw me off because I wasn't even focused on that. I'm focused on him. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused on my relationship with him. So that's just what I'm doing now. I'm trying to become more, and I'm not, and don't get me wrong, I'm not on the religion type stuff. Like, you know, everybody is like, oh, you know, with religion, I just believe in God. You know what I'm saying? That's what I know, all the different channels. And if that's your thing and you, that's how you connect with him, that's cool. But I believe in God. It's me and God. You know what I'm saying? Cut out the middle person. It's me and him. And, you know, if that isn't right or whatever, it's that's what feels right to me. But like I said, you guys, just lean more on the God. You know what I'm saying? Once we've noticed that we cannot do it alone, it's impossible for us to do it alone. It's impossible. Believe me, I've tried it. I've tried to just get up and move and maneuver and just rely on everything that I knew or thought I knew. And it didn't work. You know, we cannot move through life without like really like depending on him. And don't get it twisted. He wants you to make your first move first, but then every move after that, he got you. You know, damn, I'm sounding like a preacher. Let me just stop the shit. Y'all got me in my bag today. But what I was trying to convey to you guys is, you know, just rely more on him. And that's what I'm in the process of doing for what's going on. And I know you guys probably already know this, but I just want to encourage whoever needed to hear this, you know. And just stick in there, you know. Muhammad Ali said, even the greatest got to suffer sometimes. That's just par for the course. That's just what's going to happen, you know. But how you come out, how you deal with it and come out on the other side, he going to bless you in that. Because if you even just know that he is God and you lean on him, do your trials, then he like, okay, all right, I got you. Because I already know you believe in me. You know you trust me. So, you know, I'm going to get out my bag. But I want you guys to have the awesome rest of the week. An awesome, I might record again Friday. But Friday, I'm not going to be inspiration. It's going to be straight ignorant. You already know how I'm coming. You already know how I'm giving it up. But you guys have a blessed day, blessed week, until you guys hear from me again. And I love you all. Stay blessed.